Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I just decided to come on and spontaneously do the show. Thank you for being flexible with me on Thursday. I'm going to share with you the what I taught at our women's conference at the Bible College. And we had some beautiful speakers. It was so great. We had First Lady Owens. She taught about grace, and Pastor Lisa Grant, she taught about wisdom. And I taught about how the prophetic births the vision. That's what my Dr. Dixon asked me to teach on it, and it was so much fun. And so I wanted to share that because I told my friends I would share that on the air so that they could hear it. So here we go. For letting me always use their music, may the Lord bless them and keep them and make his face to shine upon them and give them peace. I declare that they will have above and beyond what they could ever ask or even think or even imagine to fulfill their part of his story. I ask this in Jesus' name, and I declare Numbers 10:9, when you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then blow an alarm with the trumpet, that you may be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from every single one of your enemies. And so, of course, I want to do the recording of the shofar. Beautiful, the sound of the shofar. It means a lot to the Lord. There's different meanings to it. So it's beautiful. It's beautiful to him. It's beautiful to me. And so I want our prayer to be Ephesians 1:17-23. But the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing that. I pray that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened so that we will know the hope to which we have been called, that we will know the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing, I think I missed something here. I'm going to start over there. I pray that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened so that we will know what is the hope of your calling, Lord. What are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in us, Lord? And what is the surpassing greatness of your power towards us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of your might, which Holy Spirit you brought about in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, what a beautiful Holy Spirit-inspired prayer. And so think about this think about when the Holy Spirit came and he poured out his prophetic language. I mean, really, the Holy Spirit is the prophetic. He's the one who bursts the treasures God has put in us. And one of the ways, of course, that he does that is he bursts a vision by activating it through the fivefold ministry. And that we have treasures that God has put in our heart. And I believe we can have everything, every gift in the scriptures, every Holy Spirit gift in 1 Corinthians 12. And think about what Timothy says, 1 Timothy 4:14. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed on you through prophetic utterance, with the laying on of hands by the presbytery. Take pains with these things. Be absorbed in them so that your progress will be evident to all. You know, the prophetic birth is the divine inspiration of God through us. It really and truly is all about the testimony of Jesus. it's making him personal to each of us, and that he has a destiny for us, and he wants to birth it through his prophetic language. He's a spirit, right? He speaks to us spirit. The spirit, his language to us, is not our natural eyes and ears, but it's the eyes and ears and the mind of the spirit, the mind of Christ. And think about, I'm going to go into 1 Corinthians 2:9 and 10. Things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us, God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. And you'll always see that scripture. I always say this because it kind of bothers me a little. They stop where they in 1 Corinthians 2:9, and it seems like we don't have eyes to see or ears to hear or a mind to conceive. But they don't go on to the next verse. It says, for to us, God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, pouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. Acts 2:16. But this is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my Spirit on all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And what does that mean to prophesy? Well, in the Greek concordance in 4:3-9:5, it means to prophesy, to be a prophet. Speak forth by divine inspirations, to predict, to prophesy with the idea of foretelling future events pertaining to the kingdom of God. And of course, all believers can prophesy, but not all believers are prophets. To utter forth, declare a thing which can only be known by a divine revelation. To break forth under sudden impulse in lofty discourse or praise of the divine counsel. Under like prompting, to teach, refute, reprove, admonish, comfort others, to act as a prophet, discharge the prophetic office. And your young men shall see visions. And that is 3706, the act of seeing, the sense of sight, the eyes, appearance, visible form, a vision and appearance divinely granted in an ecstasy or dream. Isn't that beautiful? It's amazing what prophetic anointing that God has given us. Even on my bondslaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth of my Spirit. And of course he says, and your old men shall dream dreams, and that means to dream. And we know that a vision is a dream during the day, and of course a dream at night is just called a dream. Destiny is birthed from vision, which is birthed from spending time in the counsel of God. And so the Holy Spirit poured out both on men and women. He says, I will in those days pour forth of my Spirit. It's for the men, the women, the children. He's for everybody. He wants everybody to be poured out upon. Think about this in Jeremiah 23:18. But who has stood in the counsel of the Lord that he should see and hear his word? Who has given heed to his word and listened? The prophet who has a dream may relate his dream, but let him who has my word speak my word in truth. What does straw have in common with grain? Because in that chapter, there were prophets and he talks about in that whole chapter, it's such an amazing chapter to read because he talks about how the prophets were stealing words from one another. He talked about how they weren't really hearing from him. They were just, you know, talking about dreams and things that were really out of their soul area, and they weren't really out of the Spirit of God. And so I love Jeremiah 23:29, because he says, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord? And like a hammer which shatters the rock. This is talking about a true God-inspired word. That true word enlightens, warms, and penetrates every part. When it is communicated to the true prophet, it is like a fire shut up in his bones. Tame it. He has to publish it. And when published, it's like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. It is ever accompanied by a divine power that causes those who hear it to feel its weight and importance. Were you ever at a meeting and, you know, you heard people prophesying? You're like, it just, something just wasn't right. And you, in your heart, you knew that those really were not true prophetic words, but you didn't know what to do with it, and you didn't know what to do about it, because those words that are really from him, they're so powerful, and they're so, they change everything. They change the atmosphere. They change the people that they're being spoken to. And so I want to stop a minute, and I am going to play for you, and I've been playing this, but it's so important because the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, so important, and this song is called Come Holy Spirit, because that's what we're talking about. We want the outpouring of the Spirit. We want Him to rain on us. We want a torrent of the pouring out of the Spirit. And so let's listen to this beautiful song.
Continuing to pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in this region. Acts 2:17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, signs on the earth beneath. Lord, we ask you today. Lord, we come into agreement with your word. Lord, that which you've spoken and that which you've confirmed in days past. Lord, we pray for the fullness of that which you promised. Jesus, we ask that you would send the promise of the Father just as you did in Jerusalem years ago. Lord, we ask that you would pour out your Spirit, that a prophetic voice would come forth from the church, O God. That a prophetic voice would come forth as it did with the apostles, that would turn cities upside down as a testimony of Jesus and his coming rule and reign, O God. We ask you that you would release the prophetic Spirit upon the church, that as the proclamation of the gospel goes forth, that suddenly cities are changed, O God. Suddenly regions are converted. That suddenly there would be a great witness that you would breathe upon us. That your presence would go with us. That your presence would be upon us like it was with Moses. Like it was with the saints of old. Lord, we ask you for our day and our time. Lord, we ask you for today, for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We ask you today for your increased manifest presence in our city and in this region. Father, that you would glorify your Son with the Spirit of prophecy on the church. Lord, that you would glorify your Son with the great witness that would come forth of his return. Lord, we ask you today, pour out your Spirit. We ask you today to manifest your presence still more and more as we draw near to your return, O God. Lord, we ask you. We ask you, pour out your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit. Let the sons and daughters prophesy, O God. Let there be dreams and visions. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you, release the promise. Release all that you have for us. In Jesus' name, pour out your Spirit.
amazing. Think about this. When it's a true word of God, his power and his breath is on it. It's weighty. God reveals to us the profound and hidden things when we dwell in the secret place with him. And think about Daniel in Daniel 2:22. God reveals to us the profound and hidden things when we dwell in the secret place with him. And I want you to think about that situation, really, with Daniel. I mean, they were in deep trouble, weren't they? And they had to have an answer from God, because what did the king want? He wanted a dream interpretation, and he wanted, he didn't know the dream. And he's like, hey, if you guys don't tell me the meaning of this dream, I'm going to kill you. And Daniel finds out about it, and he's like, king, can you just, you know, give us a little time, and we'll do your dream for you. And I just want you to really think, this is not just a story. This is something that really happened. And think about this. They were before the Lord all night long, all night long. And they got the answer. And so the Lord didn't want them to perish. He wanted them to have the answer. And so think about the kindness of God. They couldn't know this on their own. They couldn't do this on their flesh, right? They had to have an answer from heaven. And so Daniel got his answer. And, you know, he trusted in the Lord. And he operated in dream interpretation. And so he got the answer that he so needed. And it's just so beautiful. And so think about this too in Habakkuk 2. I love the language here, because this is what we have to do. We have to stand at our divine watch post to wait for the revelation God will speak to us, to watch with intent eye all that comes into view, those things that God will show us. The watch post is the withdrawal of the whole soul from the earthly and fixing it on the heavenly things. Think about the verse, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see. Isn't that interesting how they said that? Watch to see? How could you watch to see? Because he's talking about vision here. He's talking about, you know, dwelling with God and waiting to see what he's going to show in the realm of the spirit. God is so incredible. He's so much fun, isn't he? And so here are some of the meanings of that word. To see, look at, inspect, perceive, consider, to see, have vision, regard, look after, see after, learn about, observe, watch, look upon, look out, find out, give attention to, discern, distinguish, gaze at, to appear, present oneself, to be seen, to be visible, to be seen, to cause to see, show, to cause to look intently at, to behold, to cause to gaze at, to be caused to see, to be shown, to be exhibited to look at each other, face what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And think about this scripture in Isaiah 21:8. Then the lookout called, O Lord, I stand continually by day on the watchtower, and I am stationed every night at my guard post. And think about Psalm 5:3. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. Doesn't that sound like they are seeking these watch, the people that need to be on that watchtower are people who really long to see, long to wait upon the Lord. And that's what we need to do. We need to wait upon him. We need to listen for him. In the realm of the spirit, this is not something natural. This is the prophetic anointing, because this is not in our flesh. And so it's so beautiful. And so this is what it says in verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. This is what the Spirit of the Lord does through his prophetic language. He makes your destiny plain. He speaks it through his prophetic language of prophecy and dreams and visions and the spirit, because that's his realm. It's the realm of heaven, the realm of the spirit. He makes it plain, just like he did the law, written upon stone, words very plainly read. What they used to do was they had boxwood tables covered with wax on which national fairs were engraved with an iron pen and then hung up in public at the prophet's own houses or at the temple that those who passed might read them. God loves to communicate with his children, so intelligible as to be easy to be easily read by anyone running past, so legible that whoever readeth it may run to tell all whom he can the good news of the foe's coming. And that was the coming doom and Judah's deliverance at that time, to run to announce the divine revelation, as everyone who becomes informed of a divine message is bound to run to make it known to others. Read it at once without difficulty. Make it plain. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. And I love that scripture in regards to, our personal destinies. Because don't you find that when you know what your destiny is with the Lord, it's like you want to run with it. You want to go with it. And you get so excited. It's like, Lord, I know what I was born for. I know what my purpose is. That's such a great, amazing thing. And God wants us to know where we belong in his beautiful picture, in his beautiful, kingdom. And as I was writing this, the Lord said to each of you, and I read this here, and I'm going to read it to you. The time has surely come for you. It was written to you when you received your prophetic mandates. And at that time, it belonged to the future. The time of fulfillment has come for the visions I have put in your heart. You have gone through the process. It is the appointed time. I have breathed it from my breath. My wind is now blowing. My fire is hot. I spoke it, and I called it into being. I birthed your prophetic destinies. As I spoke the world into being, I speak now, and I say, come forth. And this is going to be a short teaching because I am going to continue this next week, but I wanted to just begin to share that with you. And I'm going to continue this for the usual 45 minutes next week, but I want to finish this one because it's just the start of this with singing in the spirit. So thank you for joining me for this half hour, and I will see you next week. It's so beautiful. Please listen.